May 18, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Wake up. Opening prayer. God of heaven and earth, you deserve to have everything I think, say, and do. Please you and bring you glory. Help me to worship you in spirit and truth today. Read Joel chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, son of Pethuel. An invasion of locusts. Hear this, you elders. Listen, all who live in the land. Has anything like this ever happened in your days, or in the days of your ancestors? Tell it to your children, and let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation. What the locust swarm has left, the great locusts have eaten. What the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten. What the young locusts have left, other locusts have eaten. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you drinkers of wine. Wail because of the new wine, for it has been snatched from your lips. A nation has invaded my land, a mighty army without number. It has the teeth of a lion, the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vines and ruined my fig trees. It has stripped off their bank and thrown it away, leaving their branches white. Mourn like a virgin in sackcloth, grieving for the betrothed of her youth. Grain offerings and drink offerings are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests are in mourning, those who minister before the Lord. The fields are ruined, the ground is dried up, the grain is destroyed, the new wine is dried up, the olive oil fails. Despair, you farmers, wail, you vine growers, grieve for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field is destroyed. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree is withered, the pomegranate, the palm, and the apple tree. All the trees of the field are dried up. Surely the people's joy is withered away. Reflect. What is going on in your life and in the world right now? You can bring your concerns to God in prayer. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Sometimes we experience life as wave after wave of crisis and disaster. The peace and prosperity of Joel's contemporaries were being threatened by invaders. His people were accustomed to invasions by neighboring nations. See chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. But now they faced a new invading force. Locusts, which stripped the land of its vegetation, came in plague after plague. Even today, locusts can devastate whole nations. Between June 2019 and February 2022, there was an outbreak of desert locusts that threatened food supplies in East Africa, the Arabian Peninsula, and the Indian subcontinent. How should we respond to a crisis? We might choose escapism. Why not hide from reality and drown your sorrows? There are plenty of distractions available to us today. Joel's call to escapists is, wake up! Beneath the ecological disaster is a spiritual reality that people need to realize. Repeatedly, he uses the phrase dried up. The ground, the wine, the vine, the fruit trees are all dried up. Joy is withered away. They have lost their life-giving source. Ultimately, this is their relationship with God. Apply. Escapism, even pious escapism, is not an option for the Christian. God's word calls us to wake up, look at the world with realism, see the underlying issues, and be joyful in God. Read Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Closing prayer. Mighty God, regardless of what is happening in the world around me, help me to rest in your sovereign grace and mercy, ready to proclaim with wisdom your goodness and majesty, wherever you give me opportunity.